Hi everybody, this is Mary. It is August the 30th, 2007, and I should be asleep. It's probably about 3-something a.m. We had a really hot day yesterday, and I don't know that it's really cooled down that much. It probably has, but I'm just not able to calm down enough to go to sleep. I probably will after I get done doing this little short podcast. I hope so. I later found out that at 3 in the morning it was 71 degrees, so no wonder I couldn't sleep. I wanted to talk about the RCA Lyra wireless transmitter, and I'm going to spell the first two words for you so that you know how to spell them. RCA is the first one, and that's of course a brand name everybody knows. Lyra is L-Y-R-A, and this has been around for a few years. Now, I bought mine in 2005, probably around January or so. And I bought it long before I started doing podcasts. And the reason I got it was because I wanted to listen to my PC through my stereo system. And I had been through a number of these transmitters before. I got this one through QVC, and I think I paid about 89 or 90 or maybe even 80 bucks for it. I checked this evening, and it is listed out on Amazon for about $130. However, it says it's not currently available, so I hope that they're still making these because they're just incredible. I had previously reviewed for Main Menu on ACB Radio back around 2002 or so. The U.S. Robotics, what was the name of that thing? SoundLink? Maybe that's what it was, SoundLink. I think I got the word quick in there because there was a braille mistake on my part and I misread it, and I think it was actually called the SoundLink. And I had that thing for about a year, and it did basically the same thing, but then I got into all kinds of interference. It would make weird pulsing noises and stuff, so I tossed it. And then I got one of the very first ones that
C.C. Crane Company came out with.
They came out with a little one that would allow you to listen through any FM radio in your house. And there are a few of these around also. And I didn't like that one because it didn't seem to be too powerful. And since I got one of the very first ones that came out, you couldn't really do much with it to adjust the strength of the signal. So I just kind of said, well, I don't know that I want to use this. And I wanted a clearer signal than what you got from that one. So I found this one. And as I said, I bought it in around January 2005. And I hadn't really used it very much since I got my laptop last year. But now, this evening, I'm discovering that it's just another way to hear podcasts. So you don't have to download them to a device. You can just listen through wireless headphones, should you want to do that, which is what I've been doing. This thing, it's got two pieces, a transmitter and a receiver, and both have an AC adapter. They're wall warts. And the transmitter is plugged into your PC's USB port, one of them anyway. You have to have a free USB port either on a PC or on a hub. And so you plug that in, and then you plug the AC adapter in. The receiver has just an AC adapter and a jack in the back, an 1/8-inch jack for a signal that you can get from the device to your stereo system. And so anyway, I have a switch box. Actually, I have two switch boxes on my stereo system so that I can plug things into it. And what I have is I have a portable CD player, and the cable that goes from that to the stereo switch box will work fine with the device, the sound device that we're talking about. So I just take the end of the cable out of the CD player and move it over to the lira, and it's very easy to do. It's just one little plug that you unplug, and then you move it over about 2 inches and plug it into the lira. And with the receiver, I do not keep the AC adapter plugged in all the time because it does get hot. So that's how that works. So it's quite easy to activate that. There's no on and off switch or anything like that. And then I plug in the USB cable for the transmitter, and then also plug in the AC adapter, and turn on the PC. And what happens is when you turn on your PC and you have this thing plugged in for the first time, it resets your default settings for your sound card. And this thing becomes your default. Now, you don't have to have it as a default. You can always go into volume control and change it. Or there's a switch in the back that will let you change the thing to active or off. And when you turn it off, usually, it'll switch you back to whatever your other default device was. It's not always true. You may have to reboot with the thing off. Okay, so that's all there really is to setting it up. The difference between the transmitter and the receiver is that the transmitter has 2 switches in the back. The receiver only has 1. Let's talk about the switch that they both have in common. First of all, that switch has 4 preset signals. And each device has to be in a certain position. For example, if you've got the receiver on the 2nd position of the 4, it moves from left to right. It just click, 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 click. Then the transmitter has to be in the same position. Otherwise, they can't communicate. And so I just have it on the 2nd from the left. That way they work. And if you get any kind of interference from a cell phone or something, then you just click them to another setting and hopefully you don't have any more interference. So that is the one switch that they have in common. The other switch that is only on the sender unit has an on and off control. On is to the right, off is to the left. And that is essentially the only control that you've got. There's a little antenna that you can pop up on both devices, and that works out quite well. So, essentially what happens when you install this thing for the first time is that, well, what I did was I turned my PC on, and I plugged in some headphones into my stereo system, wireless ones, that I may have talked about before on a podcast. I don't even remember if I did. I know I talked about it on Playback Magazine some time ago. I probably wasn't even doing podcasting back then. But I don't know if they make these headphones anymore. I had a hard time trying to get them when I needed replacements last year. So I suppose what's going to happen is I may just have to go get a new set of them. But they're Sennheiser wireless headphones, and they're wonderful. What happens is when you turn your PC on, you've got your headphones turned on and plugged in, and you got the device, transmitter, and receiver hooked up properly, it will reboot, or actually it'll boot up, and then once you get to the desktop, it will find the new device. That's assuming that you've got the switch turned on the sender device. And it'll come up with the new audio device, and the new thing is there, and it'll not even ask you to install it. It just automatically finds it and resets your system settings, and then it tells you that it has to reboot. Because what it has done is it has made the Lira the default device. And as I said, you can go into the sound card settings and change that. Or you can just turn the thing off and reboot, and that'll basically turn on your default device to whatever it was. At least in most systems it will. So that's really all there is to installing it. I think it came with a CD, but the CD had Music Match or something on it. I don't know just what. but you don't need that at all. And I believe some of the reviews that I read this evening said something about a remote control for you to use with some of the stuff on the CD, Music Match, basically. And since I don't use Music Match and I don't care about it, I just didn't want to bother with it, so I don't even use a remote control. It may not work anyway because all I've got on there are the drivers, which were installed directly from the transmitter device. So that's really all there is to installing this thing. It's just simplicity itself. And I really, really hope they're still making this thing because it's wonderful. I have had mine for, this is the third year I've had it. I have not used it since I got my laptop PC last year. And I'm sorry that I haven't, because this is really kind of a nifty way to listen to podcasts. You don't have to download them. In fact, if you've got movies and stuff, you can just go to the disc where you want to listen to it and then turn it on. In fact, if you want to listen to podcasts and speed them up, you can listen to them in Studio Recorder and adjust the speed. The only drawback is that everything has to be done from your PC. But if you can live with that, then this is really, really just, it's another way to listen to your stuff. And any additional way we can have of listening to our stuff is just really a treat. It just adds to the variety of things you can do with your machine, so why not? So that's all that I have to tell you about this thing. As I said, I bought mine back in 2005, and I hope that they're still making them, because this is just, the sound is flawless. You don't get any hiss, you don't get any weird noises, you don't get any weird stuff, you don't get any delay, and it seems to go through walls and through rooms. I mean, I just walk around here and it's great. I can hear my stuff anytime, and neighbors don't hear it at all. Nobody else hears it but me. It's really, really, really cool. And so that's all that I'm going to talk about with this thing. I hope that you can find it. I hope it's still out there. And I really hope that they're still making these, because this thing is just a treat to use. It really is. Okay, I'm going to sign off and try to get some sleep. I hate to think what time it is right now, but I'll send this up tomorrow. I'm going to edit it, probably, because we're going to have another hot day, and I'm not going to go out in it unless I absolutely have to. So thank you for listening, and bye for this time.